Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of March 2019. Supreme Court has observed that criminal antecedents of an employee or a candidate cannot be said to be clear when he was acquitted in a criminal case on ground of benefit of doubt and not because case against him was found to be false. Supreme Court has refused to lift its stay on the felling of trees at Mopar Airport in Goa and asked the Expert Appraisal Committee, EAC, to revisit the recommendations it had given for the grant of environmental clearance. Supreme Court has called for family planning of cars owned by a household on the lines of Hum Do Hamare Do campaign as it expressed concern over one person having as many as five cars. Supreme Court has observed that benefit of probation of offenders act cannot be extended to an accused convicted for an offence punishable with life imprisonment. Supreme Court has sought a response from telecom service providers Bharti Airtel Limited and Vodafone on a CBI plea that they came out with surprisingly and strangely evasive replies to its repeated requests for crucial call data records, CDRs, in connection with probe into Saradha Chit Fund scam. Supreme Court has given 2 weeks to Gujarat government to complete disciplinary proceedings against erring officials, including policemen, who were indicted by High Court for botching up Veel Kish Bano gang rape case in a bid to shield the accused. Delhi High Court has asked Directorate of Education, DOE, why contempt proceedings should not be initiated against it for not complying with its direction to decide the representation of 44 people seeking to be re-engaged as guest teachers. Delhi High Court has dismissed petition filed by former MP K.C. Palaniswamy seeking directions to restrain AIADMK Coordinator Opaniraselvam and Joint Coordinator Edha Paddi K. Palaniswamy from signing forms A and B to be filed along with nomination papers of candidates for Lok Sabha elections. Supreme Court has dismissed a petition filed by Government and Goods and Services, GST, Council against Delhi High Court order to allow exporters an exemption from Integrated Goods and Services Tax, IGST, for imports done under the Advance Authorization Licenses. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea moved by former Fortis promoter Malvinder Mohan Singh seeking permission to operate accounts in which he received pension from DHE Sankayo and Sun Pharmaceuticals Limited. Bombay High Court has asked Centre to inform court of steps it was taking to ensure that fishermen affected by coastal road project were not robbed of their source of livelihood. Bombay High Court has set aside process issued against R. Venkatraman, managing trustee of Tata Trusts, in a defamation complaint filed by Shapoorji Palonji and Company Private Limited under Section 500 of the Indian Penal Code. Madras High Court has appealed to the motorists with folded hands to be very careful while driving, as lives of not only their own, but also other innocent people and their families, are in their hands. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has directed IL&FS to provide the details of the dues at 13 of its group companies and those of the creditors so that outstanding payments to lenders could be released. A special CBI court has convicted and sentenced former Indian Bank chairman and managing director M. Gopalakrishnan and 11 others to 3 years rigorous imprisonment, RI, in a bank fraud case. Westminster Magistrates Court has denied bail to fugitive Indian diamond heir Nirav Modi for the second time after the prosecution raised the prospect of him fleeing the UK, influencing witnesses and destroying evidence in the high-profile case.